Hello, world. This is Wichita. Wichita Eagle proudly presents another thrilling chapter from the Cavalcade of Progress. Since 1872, the Wichita Eagle has faithfully recorded the story of this city, and the inspiration for this program comes from the headlines of the past. Listen to the story of This Is Wichita. Do you remember way back when the mule car was quite the thing in transportation?
Giddy up, boss. Giddy up, bossy. Come on, giddy up. Giddy up. Join up. Giddy up. Join up. Wow, 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 wow. Consign it, Maud. Whoa. Now, we've jumped the track again. Oh. Everybody out. Everybody out. You got to put her back on the track.
And those were the good old days of the mule car, the best that Wichita could offer in transportation. But it served the purpose, and many's the ardent swain who can recall seeing Nellie home on the mule car.
I was seeing Nellie home, and was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home. Stars of the summer night, far in yon azure deep side, by your golden light, she sleeps, my lady sleeps. She sleeps, my lady. I love you truly, truly dear. Life with its sorrow, life with its tear, fades into dreams when I feel you are near. For I love you truly. I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God alone, just a spot to call our own. We'll find perfect peace where joys never cease. Out there beneath a kindly sky, we'll build a sweet little nest somewhere in the west, and let the rest of the world roll by. I was seeing Nellie home, I was seeing Nellie home, and was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home.
And that was the First Federal Quartet seeing Nellie home in the very best of style. And now, a little question. What is the most you can get in reading matter for 20 cents? The answer is the Morning and Evening Eagle and a huge special edition on Sunday. News, sports, comics, features, and serial stories. Every morning, every evening. And on Sunday, a huge edition, chock full of interesting features, a whole section of gaily colored comics, reading for every member of your family. Now, that's what you get for your 20 cents, the price of 1 week's delivery. All new residents of Wichita are invited to call the Eagle and receive a week's delivery of the Eagle absolutely free as a complimentary offer. Just call the circulation department of the Wichita Eagle. And now we present the Eagle Concert Orchestra under the direction of Russell Lowe, playing the Morris Dance from Henry VIII Suite by Edward German. Wichita, 1880. The horse was still king. Wichita had been growing very rapidly, and while the first mule car served a purpose, and much credit must go to the founders, Ole Mulphy, city engineer, and Colonel Hartzell, there was a demand for a more speedy transportation. The next step from mule cars was the inauguration of the steam dummy line.
Here comes the dummy!
All out! Transfer the mule cars. We're going downtown Wichita.
Oh, this is most inconvenient. Why can't the dummy run on into town?
What? And scare every horse in the city? Oh, no, lady. We blamed their director town when we tried to run this dummy through it.
And so Wichitans transferred at the outskirts of the city from steam dummy engine to the slow-moving mule car.
What do you mean? What do you mean, slow-moving? Say, those old mule cars weren't so slow. Why, folks used to ride the mule cars in the summertime just to cool off. The driver would just whip up the mules and away we go. Come on, get up, get up. Get up.
Beneath his tail, and then he showed some speed. No go long mule, control am I. You can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies.
Yes, that was Wichita's transportation in the early 80s. And that's where our little story begins. Oh, say, let's follow that young man of the highest celluloid color and the gray derby. He's making a run for the mule car, Emporia and Douglas.
Idiot, idiot, now move along now.
Hey, wait for me, hey.
Hop on, son. Hop on. I got these mules started, and I ain't aiming to slow them down. Jump for it. That's it. Good lead. Put your fare in the box. I hope you got the right change.
Yeah, I got it here.
Yeah. I suppose you want transfer to the dummy?
Yep.
Yeah, going up to Fairmount Hill, eh? You know, I ain't no mind reader, but I can tell what house you're going to.
Oh, you think so?
I know so. You going up to see the garter gals? Can't tell which one, but that's where you're heading. Am I right?
Yeah, Dad, you guessed it.
Shaw, I know it. A fella don't fix up like a dude and use perfumery soap unless he's going to see a pretty gal. And I reckon the garter gals is the prettiest out this way. Which one you smitten on?
Well, the prettiest one, of course, Nellie.
Oh, that's you? You got competition.
Huh?
Yep, there he is, waiting to catch the car, right there.
Whoa, Maud. Whoa, Potty. Whoa. Hey, turn that brake. Turn that brake over there.
Hey, do we have to pick that guy up down there?
Of course we do. This new car don't play no thing,
oh,
right?
Oh, now.
Whoa, Maud. Confound your ring, you rehyball. Whoa. I'll come off this car and wrap a single tree around your long-eared carcass, you flea-bitten old hay bag. Whoa. Hi, Jim. Hop on.
Howdy, Dad. Put him up fast. I'm on an errand of love.
You ain't the only one. Giddy up, Maud. Come on. Yes. Come on, you low slung liver lip, double dyed son of the devil. That's for the gap. Oh, come on, go on. Get up. Hey, there, please.
There you are, pup. And here's a cigar. Just to encourage you to give those mules a whip, I got to get up to the...
I know where you want to go.
Oh, you do?
If it weren't for them pretty garter gals, this here line, the steam dummy'd go broke. That's fact. I don't know what we'll do when a couple of you young Romeos marry them gals. It'll just mean the company will go bankrupt, I reckon.
Well, you'd better look for a new job now then, Dad, because I'm grabbing off Miss Nellie tonight.
What's that? I wouldn't be too sure about it. Nellie might have something to say about who's going to marry her.
Sure, she'll have something to say. And she'll say the right thing. She'll marry me. I know you've been rushing Nellie the last few weeks, but she's my girl, see?
She's no more your girl than she is mine. I love her, see?
Yeah, and I'm going to marry her, see? I got a ring, see?
I got one, too, see?
Look out, boy. She's jumping the track, see? Whoa, whoa, Maud, whoa, whoa.
Hey, wait, whoa. Look out. Hey, what are you doing, Dad? Hey. Oh, there goes my ring in the mud.
I'm sorry. That's the fourth time today we jumped that curve. Oh. Dad, blast it.
My ring, it's in the mud.
Gee. Well, oh, you just as good much good there as anywhere else. Nellie'll never wear it
why,
anyway.
You clock.
Hold on. Quick. No fight now. Now, come on now. Help me lift this car on the track.
I'm not going to do anything until I find my ring. Gosh. I got to wade in that mud. Oh, gee.
Mud fishing around for that ring. You should have seen him.
Well, I can imagine how the ring but how did he ever get the ring in the mud?
Well, I'll tell you. You see, he just pulled it out. Oh! He pulled it out to show me. And just about then, I'm going to jump the
ring. Oh, all the time.
Yeah, wasn't it? Well, Father, the driver and I got the car on the track, and just as soon as I gave it a good lift, it went right back on the track. But there was Joe, still fishing for that ring. So we just pulled out and left him there. I changed to the steam dummy, and here I am.
And Joe is still out there looking for
sure. Still digging there in the mud looking for that cheap ring he thought you'd accept.
Oh, that's just exciting. Oh, Nellie, you make me tired. And you too, Jim. I don't think it's funny at all. You've no right to laugh at Jim Jordan's fortune.
But, Mary, you don't get it. The guy was conceited enough to think that he could cut me out with your sister.
I suppose you're not at all conceited.
Well,
don't pay any attention to her, Jim. I think Mary's really fond of Joe, although he's never noticed her. Now, tell me about... Well, about what you said was so important when you first came here, you know, about...
Oh, sure, but, well, it's a little sort of crowded in here, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you needn't hint. I'm going out on the porch. I'll leave the parlor to you two, and you're welcome to it.
Thanks, Mary, and if you see a muddy-looking hayseed getting off the dummy, give him a ladder so he can keep looking for the ring.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, hi, Mary. Is
Nellie... Yes, she's home, but I wouldn't go in just now, Joe. You did get muddy, didn't you?
Oh. She told you about it, huh?
You wouldn't expect him to keep it a secret, would you? Did you find the ring?
Yeah, finally. I give all the time for me to... Well, I got to work fast.
Joe, don't go in.
But I want to tell her...
You can't do anything. She loves him. Why, I don't know, but she does. Oh, Joe, I hope you won't be hurt too much. Really, I do, Jim.
Huh?
You
really think she loves him?
Yes.
Well, but maybe if I
no,
went in there...
No, Joe, and she only laughs about...
Laughs?
Oh, I didn't mean to tell you that. Joe, sit here in this room. Cool and quiet and... Oh, Joe, I could just cry.
Maybe I could, too. Then we'd allowed to cry. Went to all that trouble fishing for that ring. And in the mud, and I got myself...
I'll bet it's a lovely ring, Joe.
Oh, I tried to clean some of the mud out, but... I was trying to hurry to get here, too. Oh, darn those mule cars. Darn those mules. Darn those tracks. Darn the whole darn system.
Joe was not alone in his condemnation of the mule cars. Public opinion had long been clamoring for faster and better transportation, and they were answered by Mr. J. O. Davidson, who introduced the first electric streetcar line in Wichita, Kansas, in the year 1887.
Oh, the confounded contraption won't run. It won't, I tell you. You mark my words. They'll never find nothing to take the place of mule.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure about that, Dan. The Eagle says Mr. Davidson's streetcar may lead to something big in this town.
Oh, bushing feathers. Don't do no such thing. Look what happened. Why, they tried to run the first car. Finally had to have the mules pull it. That's the way they do this. Yeah, Maud, come on, you lop-eared silver son of Satan. I hate your ornery hide. You've made a sinner out of me. Spoiled my chances of going through the pearly gates. But I reckon you'll be pulling Wichita's when all these newfangled electric ideas is one way out.
I built a fire beneath his sail, and then he showed some speed. Oh, go along, mule. Don't you roll them mind. You can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies.
But the mule car was heading for the last roundup. Thanks to the vision of such men as J.O. Davidson, who invested heavily in the early electric streetcars, by 1890, there were 30 and 2,700 miles of electric lines operating in this city. The first to inaugurate the electric streetcar, the mule car was no more.
Hiya, Dan.
Hello, Joe. Are you going out to see Miss Mary?
Well, I guess so, Dan.
Yeah? Well, here we go. You know, son, I never thought I'd live to see the day when I'd be running something that weren't pulled by a mule.
They tell me you've almost quit swearing, Dan, since you quit driving a mule car.
The tarnation I have. Dad blessed it, I've learned a whole mess of brand new swear words since I took up with this concern contraption. If it ain't the dynamo burning out, it's a trolley jumping the track. There it goes. Well, there it goes right now, dog.
Hey, never mind. I'll get out and get it. Just
well, get it on the back there.
Yeah,
on the back. Hey,
there
got
it. Back
yeah,
there she is. Now, you know, Dad, I bet there isn't a soul in Wichita that can't put a trolley back on the line.
Yeah, that reminds me of a joke. I saw an Eagle. It said two fellers was riding in Chicago in one of them streetcars they got there, and the trolley jumped. And one man just reached out and put her right back on the line without even looking up. Just bang, and there she were. And the other feller says, "My gosh, you must be from Wichita, Kansas."
Well, I guess they do.
I still say I'd rather drive mules. You know, if the mules acted up, I could track them into doing what's right. But when this darn contraption gets bumfoozled, it takes a college graduate, 90 different engineers, and an act of Congress to get it going again.
Oh, maybe they'll improve that.
And I hope so. Look out there, some darn fool almost running in front of a car and drives you nuts sometimes. And say, you know, you sure awful sober face for a fella what's going to see the pretty gal.
Who, me?
Well, if you're the only one on the car right now, I guess it must mean you. I've been hauling you to see Miss Mary for nigh on to, let me see.
It's quite a while, Dad.
Doggone. I'll never forget that one night you were driving the old mule car and we jumped the track.
We don't have to talk about that, do we?
Oh, sorry, Joe. You're still in love with the other one, huh?
I guess I'm not in love with anyone. You can't be in love with someone who's married.
Oh, you can. It's mighty darn foolish, though. Don't you ever sort of notice Mary?
Oh, of course. She's wonderful. Kindest, finest girl any man could ever know.
You and her have been going steady, but you just never... Oh, I know it ain't none of my business, but... Oh, golly, son. He's just like one of my own boys. I hope you out there in the line so much I feel like I know you. Now, why don't you... what do I care what you do? It's better business for the streetcar company if you don't get married anyway. Keep a courting. Lord knows we need the fare.
Oh, well, I guess I'll...
Never get married, huh? And you don't know what you're missing. I'm going to tell you something, son. That girl's in love with you.
Oh, no. Well, we're just good friends. She
don't love you.
No.
You're crazy.
What?
That's what I said. Now, listen. Miss Mary was as pretty and as sought after as any gal on this streetcar line. Why, Lord, the nickels we used to collect just on account of her. But what happens? She falls for you. She falls hook, line, and sinker. She ain't got another beau anymore. She ain't got another one. Just goes with you whenever you take her out, and it ain't nothing enough. Why, listen, Joe. She'd rather be with you if you never kissed her, never put your arms around her, than to have the best-looking matinee idol in the world bow at her feet.
Well, what makes you think so?
Oh, tadpole spit, I know. Listen, want me to tell you something? Her and me's got signals. When you're coming out to see her, I ring the bell, special light, like this. Yeah, that's the way I know her. And that way she knows you're on the car. And then, on the nights when you ain't coming, I ring the bell like this. Like that, see? That means you ain't come the last car. You ain't coming out. That means she's alone, longing for you. Wishing that some way she could make you love her like she does you. Well, there you have it. I've spilled the beans. But somebody had to tell you that the finest little girl in the world was in love with the biggest, long-eared mule that ever sat in a car instead of pulling it.
Gee.
Is that all you can say? Ain't you glad? Well, I suppose you are. Well, here we are at the end of the line. I'll give the signal.
Hey, wait a minute, Dad. Don't do that.
Huh? Why not? I got to tell her you're on the car. I always tell
but
her.
But not this time. I'm not getting off.
Huh?
I'm riding back to town. Don't argue, Dad. Give the signal I'm not coming tonight.
Well, I don't make that signal till the last trip, the one that came coming. She always waits till the last car goes round.
I'm never coming out this way again, Dad. Never again. I see it all now. I've been foolish and selfish and cruel.
Oh, what are you talking about?
About her. Me going with her. Never loving her. Me letting her give up all her other boats. I just didn't think. She's sweet and understanding, and she was a great pal to go places with. No fella needs a girl. But I do love her. I only love one woman. Yes, I always will. I'm going away, Dad. Getting out of this town.
Huh?
I'm glad you told me. I didn't think about what I was doing to her. She'll find someone else and she knows I'm gone. And whoever she marries will be the luckiest guy in the world. But I got no right to her. You've got to be in love to marry. Come on, Dad, get this bouncing, bounding trolley back to town.
Well, get it, Mom. Oh, get it. The more I see of the people that ride these trolleys, the more I think of the dead, blasted, low-life, hard-headed mules I used to drive.
Mary, I think that talks a little soon.
Oh, Mary, sometimes I think you're so foolish. Joe doesn't love you. That's a fact.
Too bad, but it's a fact.
Don't say that. I don't like to think it. I try to ignore it. I try to believe it maybe someday.
Nellie, why did it have to be you that he loved?
Oh, I don't know. And I'm sorry. Terribly sorry. Really, I am.
Oh, at first I was flattered and proud of it. Just as any vain young girl would be. But it isn't pleasant to think that you've caused two people so much unhappiness. Oh, Mary, are you sure he's still in love with me?
I don't know. We never talk of you. I know it hurts him, so we just don't talk about it. But I wanted him to see you tonight. I thought perhaps if he knew that you were happy and... Well, you are happy, aren't you, Nellie?
Oh, I suppose. Jim's an awful braggart, but he's kind in his way, and it's nice living in Chicago. Nice to have a husband who makes a good living, but... Oh, I'm happy, I suppose. Not silly and giddy with the happiness of a girl, but the happiness of... Mary, do you realize that... Oh, great heavens, we're neither one young girls anymore. Mary, it's been so long
since... Oh, it's been a long time since Joe dropped the ring in the mud and since Jim's loud laughter filled
him. Oh, and all the others, Mary. Remember old Dad, the mule car driver, who used to say our boys kept up the mule car company? Oh, Mary, the years are slipping away too fast. Too fast for you. Mary, you can't let Joe do this to you. You must find someone else.
There's no one else, Mary.
Oh, but doesn't he know that you love him? Doesn't he, Mary? Mary, maybe you haven't played as wisely as you should. Oh, a girl doesn't have to scream out her love for a man, but she has little tricks that she can use. She can tell him...
Oh, no, no, that's why I'm so glad you came to visit me. Maybe you can help. Oh, Nellie, I'm desperate. I'd almost be shameless.
Not shameless, you little fool, but wise, shrewd. Men don't fall in love with women without some help from the women. Listen, darling, we'll capture this Duke some way. You've got to. Oh, great heavens, if you don't, you'll be an old maid before you know it. But when did he get here? Are you sure he's coming to me?
Oh, pretty sure. Old Dad always gives me the signal when he's on, and then I know he's coming. When the last car comes, we'll hear the signal that Joe's on it. Oh, he'll be out tonight. It's been three nights since he's been here. He'll come tonight.
Oh, is that you?
Not unless Dad isn't on the car. He always signaled that.
Telegram, Miss Mary Gardner.
Lady?
Yeah, sign here. Thanks, lady.
What is it, Mary?
I don't know. Mary. Going away. Sorry, I took your time. I'm a fool. Stop. Sure.
Hey, let me see.
Listen, that's the signal. That's the last call. That means Joe's not coming tonight. Listen to him. Dad thought it up. It's been our little secret. Notice how like the funeral market sounds. I'm telling you, he won't need his signal anymore. I know what he'll say. He'll try to make a mild joke of it. He'll say, it's been a terrible blow to the company. My boat was such a good streetcar rider. Oh, my boat. My boat.
During the decade from 1890 to 1900, there was very little, if any, additional electric line construction. Wichita electric cars were rescued numerous times from financial chaos. For a while, the McKinley interests stabilized the transportation system, and then they lost interest. Many citizens will recall the noisy, clangy, flat-wheeled monsters that rattled down Wichita Street.
Pardon me. What's the fare, please?
8 cents for single fare, sir. 2 for 15.
Oh, gone up, huh?
It's been that way for quite a while.
Does this car go out Fairmount Way?
You mean College Hill? Yep, this is right. There's your change. In the box, please.
Say, what kind of a car do you call this? It sounds like it's falling apart.
I guess you must be a stranger here. All these cars are falling apart. Wichita Eagle. That's the paper in town. It says it's a crime, brother. They miss it. I work for the line, but it's a wreck. Better hang on to something. This track is so rough it makes you seasick. Been away long?
Yeah. Yeah, a long time. Say, there used to be an old fellow who ran one of these. He was kind of tall and...
Joe! Joe!
Hey!
Joe!
What?
Why do you hate all things? Joe, don't you know me? I'm Dad. Oh, Dad.
What, Dad? You on this car?
He ain't running them no more. He say I'm too old. Show him out. And glad of it, too. Oh, Joe. You're back, Joe. You're heading out?
Yeah, Dad. Out the old line.
Oh, Joe. Your hair's all gray.
Yeah, Dad. I've been a lot of places.
Doggone, don't this rattle trap make your teeth chatter? Believe me, I'm gonna write another letter to the paper. The Eagle's fighting for a decent street car system, and they're gonna get it one too. Twas this bad in old days.
Dad, I don't suppose you could tell me about
her?
Yeah.
I might. But what about you?
Funny thing, Dad. I've been all over the world. Now I want to come back and see the only woman who ever loved me. Oh, I just want to see her. I know she's probably married now and has children and all. But, you know, it's a funny thing, Dad. I ran away from a woman because I thought I didn't love her. Now I know that I threw away the only happiness I ever had in life. I found out how lucky a guy is if just one woman really loves him.
Joe, he really found that out, huh?
Uh-huh. Tell me, Dad, how is she? Well, does she still live here?
Yeah. Same old place. And she never married. Never married at all. Hey, doggone. Hey, we're getting there now. Let me up there at him controls. Conductor, let me take over.
You can't do that.
Oh, hush your face. I can't show. I want to ring that bell. Now, let me go. Leave me alone, would you? I was running one of these things when you were trying to find the combination
What are you
going to do? Huh? I'm going to give a signal here. I'm going to ring this bell. I've got to give a signal. Hey, Joe. There's the light, Joe. Joe, there's the light in the window. Joe, she's heard it. Joe, what are you going to say when you see her?
What am I going to say? Why? Hello, Barry.
Oh, Joe. Joe, you came back. You did.
Barry. Yes, I'm a little late for that date we had 15 years ago, but you know how doggone slow these streetcars are.
Oh, Joe.
For years, many bitter battles were waged by the Wichita Eagle, endeavoring to improve the rundown and inadequate transportation system of the city. And it was with great pride that the Eagle welcomed the present Wichita Transportation Company, which on June 23rd, 1935, replaced the old noisy flat-wheeled streetcars with the latest and most modern motor buses. The long fight for better transportation had been won. At last, Wichita had a thoroughly satisfactory system, home-owned, and providing Wichitans with safe, economical, 5-cent, speedy, consistent transportation.
Wide expanse, yellow sand, wild geese flying high.
And so ends another chapter from that source of endless stories, the back files of the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family. The paper that has and always will fight for a bigger and better Wichita. And you can depend on the Eagle to be first in news, first in sports, first in comics and features, and the home of the finest serial stories. And now this is Hal Norman speaking for Vernon Reed, who we regret to say is ill tonight, and for the Wichita Eagle saying proudly to the whole world, this is Wichita.
Maryland.